弟兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
祝母亲的姊妹们快乐。
We give a happy Mother's Day to the mothers.
好，我们先有个祷告。
Let us first have a word of prayer.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give praises and thanks to you.
你实在知道我们人是愚昧的。
You truly know that we men are foolish.
你所预备的救恩是极其浩大的。
But the grace that you have prepared, the salvation that you have prepared is tremendous.
你所赐给我们的话语的确是极其宝贵的。
The words that you have given us are truly precious.
我们实在在你面前俯伏敬拜。
Lord, we prostrate before you to worship you.
我们求你今天借着这样的机会向我们的心说话。
We pray that through this opportunity today that you speak into our hearts.
不管是讲的、翻译的、听的，我们的心都向你打开。
Whether it's the one who's speaking, translating, or all those who are listening, our hearts are open to you.
求你圣灵把你要说的话说到我们的深处。
May the Holy Spirit speak the words that you want to speak into our depths.
我们盼望在这样的时间、这样的机会中遇见你自己。
We pray that at this time, at this opportunity here, that we meet you.
激励我们快跑跟随你。
Encourage us to run after you.
帮助我们能够真正的遵行你的旨意。
Help us to truly be able to obey your will.
建立我们能够成就你所要成就的。
Build us so that we can fulfill what you want to fulfill.
捆绑一切黑暗、死亡、撒旦、阴间的权势。
Constrain all the dark forces from the hate and from the devil.
败坏那些拦阻你旨意的。
Corrupt all those who obstruct your will.
捆绑那些与你作对的。
Constrain those who bound those who are against you.
叫你名当得的荣耀在全地能够彻底完全的彰显。
May the glory that you are supposed to receive be manifested throughout the earth.
愿你大大的遇见我们。
Lord, may you meet us in a great way.
谢谢。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们读两处的圣经。
Let us read two passages.
罗马书第六章，我们从十二节读起到十九节。
First, let's turn to Romans chapter 6, verse 12 through 19.
所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲。
Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its lusts.
也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人将自己献给神。并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
And do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God.
罪必不能做你们的主，因为你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
For sin shall not be master over you, for you are not under law, but under grace.
这却怎么样呢？我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下，就可以犯罪吗？断乎不可。
What then? Shall we sin because we're not under law, but under grace? May it never be.
岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁，就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆，以至于死。或做顺命的奴仆，以致称义。
Do you not know that when you present yourselves to someone as slaves for obedience, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin resulting in death, or of obedience resulting in righteousness?
感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们的道理的模范。
But thank be to God that though you were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching to which you were committed.
你们既从罪里得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。
And having been freed from sin, you became slaves of righteousness.
我因你们肉体的软弱，就照人的常话对你们说，你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆，以至于不法，现今也要照样将肢体献给义做奴仆，以至于成圣。
I am speaking in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, resulting in further lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, resulting in sanctification.
我们再看罗马书十二章第一节到第五节。
Let us now turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 1 through 5.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
我凭着所赐给我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小。
For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith.
正如我们一个身子上有好些的肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。
For just as we have many members in one body, and all the members do not have the same function.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络，做肢体，也是如此。
So we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another.
我们前面提过奉献这个意义。
Before we talked about the meaning of sacrifice,
我记得很多弟兄姊妹啊，以前我们自己很不愿意听到这个奉献的教统。
Before, many brothers and sisters are very unwilling to hear the message of sacrifice.
因为一般给人奉献的交通，要不然就是希望我们多捐点钱。
Because the usual message of sacrifice often refers to giving more money.
要不然的话就是奉献，然后马上就去做传道啊，或者是为主做什么大事情啊。
Or it is to sacrifice and then to commit to the Lord full time to be a pastor or to do something really big.
但是你看圣经的讲的，完全不是一般人讲的。
But you see what the scripture says about sacrifice is different.
照着圣经讲，我们应当是天天过送奉献的生活。
According to the scripture, every day we should live a life of sacrifice.
而且我们是应当欢欢喜喜的奉献。
And that we should sacrifice joyfully.
而且是，这是我们在跟主的关系要建立、要恢复，或者要长进，或者要成熟，这是必须的过程。
And it is also the necessary process to go through. It is the necessary step to go through if our relationship with the Lord is to be established, to grow, to mature.
所以听到奉献，我们不应该是有一个拒绝的心态。
When we hear sacrifice, we shouldn't have an attitude of refusal.
我们应该很高兴，神居然悦纳我们的奉献。
We should be very joyful that the Lord is willing to accept our sacrifice.
其实我们的奉献只是表达我们把自己交出来而已。
Our sacrifice is just to show that we are willing to give ourselves over.
我们没有给神什么特别的、特别的那些外面的东西。
We're not giving the Lord anything special on the outside.
但是从罗马书第六章一直看到罗马书第十五章，你就发现奉献的意义是非常的丰富。
But from Romans chapter 6 all the way through Romans chapter 15, you'll see that the meaning of sacrifice is very rich.
我们是被从黑暗的国度救出来，进到神爱子的国度。
We are those who have been saved from darkness and saved into the kingdom of His Son.
我们怎么能够知道我们已经在这个国度里面呢？
How do we know that we are already in this kingdom?
地上的人讲国度。 三个重点,
when the people of this world talk about kingdom, there are three emphases.
土地,
land,
人民, 主权,
people, and authority.
其实呢, 圣经也讲这三点,
and the scripture also talks about these three points.
人民就是讲到生命,
the people, it talks about the life.
如果我们活在新的生命里面, 你就活在新的国度里面。
If you live in a new life, then you live in a new kingdom.
主权就讲了谁做主。
Authority, it means who's the Lord.
如果是我们自己做主，我们是活在旧的国度里面。
If we ourselves are the Lord, then we live in the old kingdom.
如果让世界做主，我们还是活在旧的国度里面。
If we let the world be the Lord, then we still live in the old kingdom.
罪做我们的主，我们就是活在旧的国度里面。
If sin is our Lord, then we live in the old kingdom.
死亡在我们身上有主权, 我们就活在旧的国度里面。
If death still has authority on us, then we live in the old kingdom.
律法, 我们活在律法底下, 也是活在旧国度里面。
If we live under the law, then we are still living in the old kingdom.
只有在耶稣基督的做主的情况底下, 他是主, 我们才是进到神的国度世界。
It is only under Lord Jesus Christ. It is only under the Lord that we are in the new kingdom. So it is very easy for us to know what kind of condition we are living in.
我们每天的生活, 每天遇到的事情, 我们是谁做主, 是很清楚的。
Our daily life, the things that we encounter on a daily basis, who is the Lord? That is very clear.
如果我们的生活, 主在我们身上完全没有干预的能力, 那表示我们根本就不在主的权柄底下。
If our daily life, the Lord has no way of influencing, then that means we are not living under the Lord.
所以如果主要叫我们要服侍主, 如果不是主做主, 那个服侍也不是出于主的。
If we want to serve the Lord, but it doesn't come from the Lord, then He is also not the Lord of our life.
这很简单, 很容易明白的事情。
It is very simple and very easy to understand.
土地是怎么回事?
What about land?
神就借着这一批得救的人, 要把他所在的地赎回来。
Through the people, through this group of people that the Lord has saved, He wants to redeem His land.
所以神看这个地的所有权, 是看在那里有多少那个基督徒。
So the ownership of the land is according to how many people belong to the Lord in that land. So do not look lightly upon where you are.
千万不要小看让主做主，你在那块地上的影响力是多大。And
don't look lightly upon if you let the Lord be the Lord that your influence on that land.
主现在在宝座上，他已经拿着书卷，就是整个地契。
The Lord is sitting on the throne, and He has the scrolls in His hand, and these are the deeds of the land.
如果我们是让他做主, 他那个地契的那个主权呢, 就在我身上, 就通到这个地上来。
If we let Him be the Lord, then through that deed, through us, the authority will come onto the authority of the land.
那怎么进入这个世界?
How do we enter that reality?
奉献。
Through sacrifice.
所以你不觉得这奉献很宝贵的事吗?
So don't you see how precious the sacrifice is?
这有个重大的宇宙性的影响力。
It has this tremendous impact on the universe.
使我们平淡的生活变成了不起的生活。
It turns our ordinary life into extraordinary lives.
你是教书的，你还是教书。
If you're a teacher, you're still teaching.
你上班的仍然上班。
If you're a worker, you're still working.
你 做学生的仍然做学生。
If you're a student, you're still studying.
做家庭主妇的仍然做家庭主妇。
If you're a housewife, you're still a housewife.
但是，主在你身上有绝对的主权。
But the Lord has absolute authority over you.
你已经把国度从天上带到地上来。
And you have brought the kingdom from heaven to earth.
人肉眼看不见。
The flesh eyes cannot see.
但是却有属灵的实际。
But it is a spiritual reality.
神有一天要把这个肉眼看不见的变成肉眼看得见的。
One day, the Lord will turn what the flesh eyes cannot see into something that the flesh eyes can see.
所以你不觉得你生活上的每一件事情都是很宝贵的吗？
Don't you see how precious everything in your life is?
你每个机会都是让天在地彰显的机会。
Every opportunity is an opportunity to manifest heaven and earth.
没有奉献的人。
Those who do not sacrifice.
很抱歉，没有办法摸到这个世界。
Very sorry, cannot touch on that reality.
所以，国度不再是一个虚幻的东西。
So kingdom is no longer an abstract concept.
你有没有在工作中经历到是神在你的工作中掌权？
Have you experienced at work that it is the Lord having authority over your work?
你如果真的经历到，你就知道。我是虽然在做地上的工作，但是什么？是天上在指挥一切。
If you have that experience, then you'll know that even though you're doing earthly work, but it is the heavenly Lord who has authority over it.
所以这个生活是奇妙的。
So that life is wonderful.
这也叫我们的眼睛能够逐渐的被开启。
And it also allows our eyes to be gradually opened.
如果经常的生活不常进到这个国度生命和这个生活的实际。
If your life doesn't often enter into this reality,
圣经讲到主的话里面又大又难的事情，你哪一句话能信得来？
When the scripture talks about the big and difficult things, how can you believe in them?
你哪一句话能看得懂？
How can you understand them?
如果不奉献，你不让主在你身上逐渐的开启你，进入那个实际。
If you do not sacrifice yourself and you do not let the Lord gradually reveal this to you, then that's very difficult.
所以活在国度里面呢，有一个特性，他就能够单纯的顺服神。
So those who live in the kingdom have a special characteristic, and that is that they can simply obey the Lord.
我最近在听一些弟兄姊妹在无意中的交通里面。
I've been listening to some brothers and sisters sharing.
我感觉有一些弟兄姊妹开始听到神的话。
I feel that some brothers and sisters have heard the Lord's words.
我希望这个感觉是对的。
I hope this feeling is right.
这表示什么？这表示我们跟神的关系在进步了。
That means that our relationship with the Lord is improving.
这个顺服是有对象的。
This obedience has a subject.
你知道我们都是活在压力当中的人。
You know, we are all people living under pressure.
你的工作中有很多的压力，你老板给你很大的压力。
Your work has a lot of pressure. Your boss gives you a lot of pressure.
你的家里面也很大的压力啊。
And you have a lot of pressure at home.
你家里如果两个人意见不同，你这个压力也很大。
If you have two people who have different opinions, then there's also tremendous pressure.
不要说你抚养小孩压力也很大。
To raise children, there's great pressure.
你是做父母的，结果你是被小孩牵着跑啊。
Then you're parents, but you're being guided by the children.
你本来是应该把主带给他，结果是你是被他牵着跑，你主给你脱节了。
You're supposed to bring the child before the Lord, but you're being brought away by the child, and you're being disconnected from the Lord.
任何机会都有可能跟主关系脱离了。
There are many opportunities to be separated from the Lord.
但是一个能听的耳朵。就大不相同。
But it is very different if you have ears that can hear.
主能够如果能向我们的心说话。
If the Lord can speak to our hearts.
如果在我们必要的时候，主给我们用让我们能够明白的方式引导我们一下，哎呀，我们就不用再继续掉下去了。
And if the Lord at the right time guides us in a way that we can understand, that we won't fall further down.
如果更好一点，主给我们有前瞻性的引导。那是跟我们叫我们更知道怎么遵循他的旨意。
Even better, if the Lord can guide us beforehand, then we will know what His will is.
所以, 这个国度的子民,
So the citizens of the kingdom have this special characteristic, which is that they can hear the Lord.
没有这个特性,
Without this characteristic, it's very difficult to testify that the Lord is real and living on you.
我们每天听到的声音是何等的多,何等的复杂。
How complicated and how mixed are the voices that we hear every day?
什么声音是该看重的,什么声音是不需要理他的。
Which are the voices that we should listen to and which are the ones we should discard?
对不对?你每天,你从这个internet来的多少东西?
How much information flows through the internet?
所以能够打通跟神这个交通的关系,这是无比的好处。
If you can open up this communication channel with the Lord, then it has unlimited benefits.
但是没有奉献的人, 你怎么可能去跟主有一个这样这么好的关系呢?
But if you don't sacrifice, how can you have this good relationship with the Lord?
所以这是一个我们很可以经历的事情。
This is truly something that we can experience.
而且奉献是叫我们进到灵里的生活的时机。
And sacrifice is to allow us to enter into the reality of a spiritual life.
灵里的生活 是生命成长的一个最主要的关键。
A spiritual life is a key to our growth, our spiritual growth.
你会发现生命的大小不是在于我们做事做多少。
You'll see that how big the life is not related to how much we do.
是在于你所做的事情是神在当中带领多少。
It is related to what you do, how much guidance the Lord has on that matter.
谁是那个起头者?
Who is that originator?
谁是那个继续的带领者?
Who is the one who continue to bring you along?
谁把你带到他所要成就的旨意的终点?
And who is the one who ultimately brings you into the fulfillment of His will?
所以我们可以天天在做事，可以做很多的事。
We can work every day, and we can do lots of work.
但是你有没有一个把握? 我人生的这一个经历是完全是出于主的。
But do you have the assurance that this experience in my life is wholly from the Lord?
我走的这一段路完全是出于主的。
That this path I'm walking is completely from the Lord.
这跟生命有关系。
That is related to life.
跟生命的身量有关系。
It is related to the measure of life.
所以奉献把我们使我们更容易进到灵里面的生活，进入这个生命成长的时机。So
sacrifice brings us more easily into this life and into this spiritual growth.
更宝贵的是，你要进入教会的生活，必须要奉献。And
more precious, in order to enter into a life of church. You have to sacrifice.
如果教会生活跟世界上的社团生活差不多，你不需要奉献。
If a life of church is similar to your social life in the world, then you don't need to sacrifice.
但是教会的生活，教会是怎么回事？教会是那些被拯救的人在一起的那个团体。
What is church? The church is an organization of people who have been saved by the Lord.
它是个有机体。
It's a living thing.
它是open, 啊,这个,
it's an open thing.
它是复活那一边的,它完全不在死亡的这一边的。
It belongs to the side of resurrection. It doesn't belong to death.
所以你知道,如果教会生活只是一个社交生活, 你就
If church is just of a social life, then you cannot see the resurrection side at all. So you see, it is resurrected.
只有复活的人活在复活的实际里面，才能把复活的见证、复活的那样的一个经历带出来。
Only a resurrected individual living in the reality of resurrection can testify, can manifest that resurrection? This world is filled with death.
但是如果不活在复活的实际,
but if we are not living in the reality of resurrection, then we're constrained by those.
教会不但是复活的,
the church is not only resurrected.
神的新造, 造成一个新人,
the church is a new creation. It is the new creature of the Lord.
复活我们从来没想过,
we've never thought about resurrection.
神全新的创造,
the new creation of the Lord, perhaps we've never even heard of.
更不要说已经经历过,
let alone to have experienced it already.
我们是被带到他的教会里面, 接受他新造的工作,
we've been brought to the church so that we can experience his work of new creation on us.
没有人是专家,
no one is an expert.
每一个得救的人, 他都是一个被造的, 就是他在一个被新造的那个过程, 他是个被造的那个对象。
Everyone who is saved is the subject of that new creation.
所以如果不是神在教会中掌权,
if the Lord is not reigning in the church,
新造的实际怎么能显出来?
Then how can you show the reality of the new creation?
所有蒙恩得救的人, 灵应该跟主是活的关系。
Everyone who is saved by God's grace, the spiritual relationship should be a living one.
所以如果教会的生活只是外面的社交生活, 不碰到灵里面的东西,
if the life of the church is just a social life and it doesn't touch upon anything spiritual,
那跟世界上的那些活动团、社团、社会团体有什么差别?
Then how is it different from any of the organizations in the society?
跟我们同学会、同乡会有什么差别?
How is that different from a student union or any other organization?
我们靠地上的关系就可以了。
Then we can just use the connections we have in this world.
但是教会,蒙恩得救的人, 灵是活的。
But those who are saved by grace, the spirit is alive.
这个灵可以从神那里支取圣灵。
That spirit can receive fully in all aspects from the Holy Spirit the work that is to be done.
所以教会的生活里面应该充满了灵里面的活动。
So the life of the church, of a church, should be full of spiritual activities.
你知道我们常常也很会看人，对不对？
We often can read a person.
我们跟一个打招呼，皮笑肉不笑，对不对？ 我们看得出来。
We greet someone and then we don't smile naturally. You can tell.
但是我们在弟兄姊妹来往, 你的灵有没有受到, 有没有得到供应, 有没有得到激励, 你也应该知道。
But when we greet our brothers and sisters, has your spirit been satisfied? Has your spirit been provided for? You should be able to know.
因为神是把一群 已经灵里活过来的人放在一起, 一起受圣灵的来建造, 要受圣灵的带领。
Because the Lord has placed everyone who's been saved spiritually together, and the Holy Spirit should be able to guide us.
所以圣灵, 所以圣徒在一起聚集的时候, 应该是灵里的响应, 灵里的呼应是非常非常丰富的。
So when the saints gather together, the spiritual interaction should be very real.
如果没有,
if it's not there,
那表示我们没有活在灵里面。
That means we're not living spiritually. We're not living in the spirit.
但是, 在一个合适的光景里面, 我们的灵应当常常被神触摸到。
But in an appropriate environment, our spirit should often be touched on by the Lord.
有谁能用人的手做这件事情?
Who can use a human hand to do this?
有谁能安排一个活动, 让灵里能够这样的活动出来?
Who can arrange an activity to allow the spirit to work this way?
没有人能做。
No one can do that.
除非我们是一个奉献的实际, 让神在我们当中做主掌权。
unless the sacrifice is a reality and we allow the Lord to reign and have authority in our life. So why do we gather in church?
只是为着我们，因为我们有很多的需要，所以来帮助帮助我们。
It is because we have many needs and it is just there to help us.
感谢主，主借着教会，借着弟兄姊妹帮助我们，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord because through church, through brothers and sisters, the Lord help us. We thank the Lord.
但这恐怕不是神旨意最重要的。
But perhaps that is not the most important aspect of the Lord's will.
最重要的是，神要借着这些圣徒，把基督的见证、基督的身量能够显明出来。The
most important is that through these Christians, that the Lord wants to manifest the measurement of Christ, the measurement of Christ's life.
所以谁能做这件事情？
So who can do this?
我们如果不是常聚在一起。
If we're not often together,
我们不是愿意顺服主带领的方式来聚在一起,
if we are not willing to gather in a way that is guided by the Lord,
有一个问题恐怕我们从来没想过,
there's a question perhaps we've not considered.
我们认识基督, 我们需要跟弟兄姊妹在一起才能认识更多一点。
We know Christ, but we need to be with brothers and sisters to know Him more.
我们一个人也可以认识主，但是我们认识就是很小的一部分。We
can know the Lord by ourselves, but we can only know a very small part of Him.
神把众圣徒放在教会里面，没有把我们得救的时候马上带走。The
Lord has placed all saints together, and He didn't take us away as soon as we believe.
叫我们来一起认识基督。It
is so that we can together get to know Christ.
一起经历基督。
Together to experience Christ.
一起彰显基督,
and together to manifest Christ.
让基督的身量在教会里面能够真的长到主所预备要我们长大。
So that the measurement of Christ can truly grow to what the Lord has predestined.
所以教会的生活至少在宇宙性有两大影响。
So the life of a church has at least two important impacts, influences in the universe.
第一个，神为他儿子预备幸福。One
is that that God has prepared a new bride for His Son.
你想我们这个人都不受不带受神帮助，我们就想得救，然后就要成为基督的心腹，你觉得可以了吗？
Without the Lord's help, do you think we can become the bride of Christ?
我们需要让神在我们身上做工。
We need the Lord to do His work on us.
第二个方面，神要把他的国度，这个地能够收回世界的教会。And
the second aspect is that the Lord wants to redeem the land, and that is through the church.
所以教会在地上是有重大使命的。So
therefore, the church has this great mission on earth.
一面是把人带得救。On
one hand, it is saving people.
一面要把 这个不法的权柄，撒旦的权柄，要从他的这个窃取中呢，把它收回。
And the other aspect is to take back the unlawful authority in Satan's hand.
这是教会很重大的使命。
And that is the church's great mission.
同时借着神儿女身量的长大，神在万有做恢复的工作。
And it is also through the growth of life of God's children to do the work of redemption on the outside.
所以这一切没有一点人可以做的。So
all of this, no man can do.
但是如果我们单纯的让主在我们当中引导，神要做那人所不能做的工作。But
if we simply let the Lord guide us, then He will do the work that men cannot do.
所以身体的认识，基督身体的认识和进入这个实际，是一个很宝贵而且是重要的事情。
And so therefore, the understanding of the body of Christ and to be able to enter into its reality is very important.
我想历世历代对这个有认识有经历的还算是很有限。I
think throughout history, those who understand this is limited. It's a limited number of people who understand this.
所以我们要若从别人身上去找到答案，实在是很困难。
If we want to seek answer from other people, it is very difficult.
但是, 主在他的话里面, 却是隐藏了无限的丰富。
But the Lord has hidden unlimited amount of richness in His words.
所以我们过身体的生活，不是看别人怎么过，我们要看主的话怎么说。
So if we want to live a life of the body, then it is not to watch how other people live, but to see what the Lord says.
如果我们因为看别人怎么过，我们看的人他本身就是没有认识、没有经历、没有经历的。
If we watch others, and if that person is without understanding and without experience,
我们学的结果可能比他更差。
Then the end result of our learning perhaps is even worse than him.
我们只有无依无靠的寻求主，主把他的话向我们打开。
It is only when we, without relying on anything else, that we come to the Lord, that He will open up His words to us.
求主借着圣灵带我们进入实际。
Ask the Lord to help us to enter into the reality through the Spirit.
所以身体的经历是需要我们愿意把自己奉献才能够经历到。
So the experience of the body can only come true if we are willing to sacrifice ourselves.
所以我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你在哪里聚会？这个主权是在你身上，还在主那里？
So I don't know, brothers and sisters, where you gather, where you meet, that decision, is that yours or is that the Lord's decision?
为什么我要问这个问题？
Why do I ask this question?
因为这关系到你能不能认识身体。
Because that is related to whether or not you will know Christ, you will know the body.
我们必须承认，我们虽然信主，我们也有很多弟兄姊妹爱主。
We must admit that even though we know the Lord, and many brothers and sisters love the Lord,
我们也很乐意，很愿意摆上。
And we are very willing to offer.
但是我们都很不完全，不是不完全，还很不完全。
But we are very imperfect.
所以我们可能不知道，也可能知道，给弟兄姊妹带来难处，带来伤害。
Perhaps with or without knowing, we would bring harm and hurt to our brothers and sisters.
我们如果怕这个东西，我们只要碰到一两次的难处，我们就说我们不要跟随主，我们不要侍奉，我们也不要在这里聚会。
And if we don't know, then we encounter this difficulty once or twice, then we would say we don't want to believe in the Lord, we don't want to serve, or we don't want to gather here anymore.
如果你聚会的决定权是在你自己的手中。
If where you gather, if that decision is in your own hand,
你只要感觉不妥，你就可以随时离开。
If you feel it is not right, then at any time you can leave.
你只要感觉不高兴、不方便，你就可以，就是你该有的那个身体的生活，你就退缩到一个地步，到变很小的、很小的限度。
And if you don't feel this is right, then you can retreat so that it becomes a very small part of your life.
你不会再多愿意摆上一点时间，摆上一点力量，摆上一点在主面前的寻求、祷告，或者是在主面前去仰望主。
Then you don't want to commit any more time, any more resource. You don't want to pray for this anymore.
但是你如果你聚会的主权是在于主。
But if where you gather, that decision lies with the Lord.
你不喜欢，主叫你来。
If you don't like it, but the Lord tells you to come.
你想走，主说不可以。
But you want to leave, but the Lord says no.
你想退缩，主说我不喜悦。
If you want to retreat, and the Lord says I am not pleased.
你就在主面前需要更多的跟主亲近。
Then you need to be closer to the Lord. You need to come before the Lord to be closer to Him.
主要借着许多我们不喜欢、不愿意、不要的东西来帮助我们。
The Lord will use many things we don't like, that we're not pleased with, that we don't want. Through those, He will help us.
没有把自己主权交给主的人，有可能受主的引导吗？
Those who have not handed over their own authority to the Lord, can they be guided by the Lord?
有可能被主安慰吗？
Can they be comforted by the Lord?
所以奉献是一个极重要的事情。
So therefore, sacrifice is very important.
弟兄姊妹如果不愿意常常的聚在一起， 身体建造的事情就是免谈。
If brothers and sisters are not willing to often gather together, then the edification of the body cannot even be discussed.
因为它是生命的事情。
Because it is a matter of life.
它需要真的在一起才有办法。
That only when you are truly together can you make it happen.
我们可以跟远方的弟兄很亲热，很有甜蜜的交通，但是我们跟本地的弟兄姊妹却是一句话都没说，一点在一起的时间都没有。你想，这是身体的实际吗？
If we can have truly close and great fellowship with brothers and sisters from far away, but we have no fellowship, we have not a word for the local brothers and sisters, do you think then the body can be built up?
我们这里有很多逻辑很强的人。
We have a lot of logical people here.
你把它放在逻辑里面想一想，通不通都自己都知道。
If you put it in logic, then you think about it. Does it make any sense?
对不对？有可能身体是什么？我的手在那边成长，我的手在那边成长，然后通通不连在一起。有一天呢，就把它装在一起。这是什么？这叫义肢啊，这不是长出来的。
That if you have one hand that is growing there, and then you have another hand that is growing at a different place, and then one day you just put it all together, does that come to be a body? It doesn't.
不会这样的。
It doesn't happen that way.
虽然全地的圣徒没有办法同一时间在一起，但是主在他的权柄底下，在愿意受他引导的圣徒底下，那些愿意的圣徒，神可以让他真正的看见和经历身体的实际。
Even though all the saints of the world cannot be at the same place at the same time, under God's authority, He has placed saints to grow together.
所以身体不是幻想的。
So the body is not of the imagination.
身体的经历是生命的。
That the experience of the body is of life.
是在同一个时间、同一个空间里面的。
It is of the same place and same time.
不在同一个时间，不在一个空间。你就发现很困难。
Not of the same place and not of the same time, you'll find it's very difficult.
你读传记，那些人已经走了。
If you read the biographies of people who have passed away,
你可以得到他某些的帮助。
You can get some help from them.
但是你不可能因为他你学什么功课。
But you won't be able to learn lessons because of them.
因为他不给你制造难处啊。
Because he doesn't create difficulties for you.
他不给你站在反对的立场。
Because he's not on the opposing side as you.
他不给你有个脑力激荡或在主面前寻求的这个就是这个直接的刺激啊。
It doesn't directly stimulate you to go seek the Lord.
生命成长是很实际的。
But the growth of life is very real.
同个地方，同一段时间。大家在一起，才有真正生命的经历。
But at the same time, of the same place, everybody together, then you can have the true experience of life.
有生命的经历，你才能产生生命的见证。
It is only through the experience of life that you can have the testimony.
我们拒绝这个生命在一起成长的机会，生命的见证也因此就失去了。
If we reject the opportunity to have growth in life together, then we also lose the opportunity to have the testimony of life.
所以在罗马书十二章讲到一些侍奉的事情。
So in Romans chapter 12, it has mentioned a few things about sacrifice.
他说，说预言的要照着信心的程度来说预言。
It says that those who are prophesizing should prophesy according to faith.
其实神最愿意看到的是教会里面的信心，就有神儿子的信心的实际。
What the Lord is most wanting to see is that the faith of the church has the faith of His Son.
所以神是把我们带在一起，让我们来一起认识，一起在信心上成长。
So the Lord has brought us together so that we can grow together in faith.
那这是为着这个。他的教会能够长成身体的实际。
So that is so that the church can grow into the reality of a body.
而且什么？要众圣徒逐渐的在信心上同归于一。 不是归于某一个人，是归于耶稣基督的信，神儿子的信心。
And so that the saints, the faith of the saints can grow so that it can grow into one, not of any particular saint, but of Jesus Christ.
所以我们在一起认识和经历主，我们有没有运用信心呢？
So when we are together getting to know the Lord, have we used faith?
我们光在一起聚集就需要运用信心。
For us to gather together, we should use faith.
因为我们的可能这个知识程度有差别。
Perhaps the degree of our knowledge is different.
我们的生活习惯不一样。
The habits of our daily lives are different.
我们评价的方式，我们对事情的这个评价的方式不一样。
Our values are different.
我们的思考方式不一样。
We think differently.
我们有很多很多的不一样。
With many, many differences.
但是要在一起生活。
But we have to be able to live together.
需不需要信心啊？
Do you need faith?
你可能刚讲一句话，嘣，一个就跟你一个对立就来了。
Perhaps you've just said something, and then someone would stand up to oppose you.
你没有信心，你不愿意运用信心，你不会聚在一起的。
If you don't have faith, or if you don't want to use faith, then you won't be able to be together.
不照着信心的程度，不照着信心的方式来聚在一起。那要听神给的信心的话也很困难的。
If you don't have faith, and then you have to listen to the word of God, that is also very difficult.
他说，还有下面讲说，做执事的就当执事。
He said, the ones who are, if he is serving, then let him serve. He who teaches, let him teach.
这个中文里面好像什么他们的很多专一哈，执事当专一执事，或者是教导专一教导，这原文都没有专一这个字。
That in the Chinese text it says that if service then let him only serve, if he teaches let him only teach. In the original text that word only is not there.
所以这是教导我们服事呢，是要把那个身体显出来的。
So if we're serving, then we have to manifest our body.
我们服侍弟兄姊妹，或者我们接受弟兄姊妹服侍，是要让这个身体的实际能够彰显出来。
If we're serving brothers and sisters, or if we let brothers and sisters serve us, it is so that the reality of the body can be manifested.
我们不是在这里表现我们有多少人才在这里。
We're not showing how much expertise we have here, or how much talent we have here.
世界很多都是这样，做一件事情，然后就一个人才好像出来了。
The world is such that if you do something, then the talent is shown.
这里的服侍，这里的做执事，是什么？是要让身体能够长起来，让身体能够显明出来。
But here, the service is so that the body can grow, and the body can be manifested.
让人能够进入身体的实际，让人能够经历这个身体的实际。
So that people can enter into the body and experience the reality of this body.
而且怎么样？这个要让这个肢体能够接受神的安排。
So that the members of the body can receive the guidance from the Lord.
我们很容易去安排很多事情。
It's very easy for us to arrange things.
但我们这个安排的人，在神面前有没有够透彻的祷告，这是一个问号。
But those who are doing the arrangement, have we extensively prayed before the Lord? That's a question mark.
我们需要，如果有服事，这个服事是看见神的确在当中是安排这一切。
If we have a service, then it is to see that the Lord is the one who is arranging all things among us.
而且每一个肢体能够真正受圣灵的引导。让这个肢体它有什么恩赐是圣灵给的恩赐出来。
So that every member of the body is guided by the Holy Spirit, and that if there is any gift that it is shown, it is a gift from the Spirit.
它有什么功用能够显明出来，它有什么做什么执事，它要该 minister, 它要该做什么，是神在当中，是圣灵在当中做工的。
That whatever the function,Whatever the service, it is the Holy Spirit that is doing the work.
我真的印象很深刻，我过去看到有一些的圣徒，
他们愿意让神这样做工。
I have this deep impression of the saints that I've seen in the past that they are willing to let the Holy Spirit do this work.
结果神兴起一个服事的器皿起来的时候，大家心里都很受震动。
So that when the Lord has raised up an instrument for service, that everyone is very much shaken inside.
因为大家看到在这个过程中遇见了主，知道圣灵在当中有很奇妙的工作。
So that everyone has met the Lord, and that everyone sees how the Lord has raised up the instrument.
但是如果不是出于主的，
but if it is not from the Lord,
如果神在教会中没有权柄，
if the Lord does not have authority in church,
圣灵在教会中不能做他要做的工作，
and the Holy Spirit cannot do the work he wants to do in church.
我们也可以看到做很多的事。
And we can also see people doing a lot of work.
我们也看到人担负这个责任那个责任。
We can see people taking this responsibility and that responsibility.
我们的心里常常叹气啊。
But we often sigh inside.
叹息啊。
That we are sighing inside.
神怎么没有做工啊？
That how come the Lord is not doing the work?
弟兄姊妹怎么受建造啊？
Then how can brothers and sisters be edified?
这是非常严肃的事情。
It is a very serious matter.
服事
service
服事要服事到神的心意里面去。
You have to serve into the Lord's heart.
服事要到服事到神能够在当中显明他自己。
You serve so that the Lord can be manifested clearly among us.
服事到一个地步，那个被服事的人也遇见了神自己。
Serve to a point so that those who are served can meet the Lord.
使整个聚集充满了主丰满的同在。
So that the whole gathering is filled with the presence of the Lord.
教导的就当教导。
That those who teach should teach.
我们是不是平常在外面教人家，到教会就应当来教人家呢？
If we are teaching others in our daily life, then should we come to church and also teach?
但是圣经告诉我们，
But the scripture tells us,
教导这件事要非常的慎重。
That teaching is a very serious matter.
雅各书告诉我们，
The book of James tells us,
不要多人做师父。
That let there not be many teachers.
为什么？
Why?
当知道要受更重的判断。
For the teacher shall be judged more harshly.
所以我们愿意在这个事情上服侍的，感谢主。
But therefore, if we are willing to serve in this capacity, then we thank the Lord.
但是我们心里要搞清楚。
But in our heart, we should understand.
要教导人的，要先到审判台前。
Those who teach are the first to go before the judgment table.
先活在审判台前的亮光下。
They have to first live under the light of the judgment seat.
不要我们给人家教导。结果我们却是落在神的审判底下。
Let us not teach others and fall under the judgment of God.
所以不是说不要教导，但是说怎么样？这个教导人要先自己到神面前去，接受神审判台前的光照。
It is not that we shouldn't teach, but those who do teach should first go before the light of the judgment seat.
因为教会照实际来讲。应该是神的审判已经做过去了，是已经基督已经替我们被审判过的人。
The church supposedly we are past judgment because the Lord Jesus Christ has already been judged for us.
所以先来到审判台前。
So first go before the seat of judgment.
而且我们愿意在服在这个教导上服侍的。
And also, those of us who are willing to serve in the capacity of teaching,
要对神的旨意更加的认真。
That we should be more serious about the will of God.
不然我们是服侍什么？
Then otherwise, what is it that we are serving?
不但对神的旨意更加认真，也要更认识、更清楚神的工作。
Not only to know the will of God more clearly, but also to understand His work better.
也需要主怜悯我们。
And we also need the Lord's mercy.
让我们在一起追求、一起认识主的过程中， 神全面话语的那个话语的规模能够逐渐在我们里面成型起来。
So that as we are seeking the Lord, the entirety of His words, that it can be formed inside of us.
我们必须承认。
We have to admit.
喜欢教人的多。
The more people like to teach.
愿意好好在主面前受教人少。
And less people are willing to be taught before the Lord.
而且常常是不受教又要教人家。
And it is often those who are not willing to be taught, those want to be the teacher.
这是我们需要蒙光照。
That is something that we need the light to be shown upon us.
所以我们如果没有一个正常的教会生活的认识和经历。
If we do not have a normal life and understanding of church.
如果我们对基督身体的认识和经历没有到一个程度。
If our understanding, our experience of the church is not to a degree,
说要我们去帮助弟兄姊妹能够进入这个身体的实际,
that we can help brothers and sisters to enter into this reality,
你会不会觉得无所适从, 没有路可以走?
Then do you feel directionless, that there's nowhere to walk?
我们就要做一件我从来都不知道的事情,
that we have to go do something that I know nothing about,
去做一件我连尝都没尝过的事情。
To do something that I've never tried before.
这多困难。
How difficult.
奉献自己进入教会的生活。
To offer, to sacrifice yourself, to enter into the life of church.
求主帮助我们进入身体的实际。
How ask the Lord to help us to enter into the reality of the body.
你再看，劝化就当劝化。
That, verse 8, those who exhort in his exhortation.
在加拉太书第六章第一节这么讲。
That in Galatians chapter 1 it says,
弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的灵，那是中文翻译成心，但是原来是灵，把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。第六章第一节。
Brethren, even if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself, so that you too will not be tempted.
所以这里讲到是说，要帮助一个被过犯，就是胜过的人。
Here, it's talking about helping someone who has trespassed.
什么人能帮助？
What can help them?
有知识人就可以帮助吗？
Can someone who has knowledge help that person?
不，你们当中属灵的人。
It is the spiritual one.
要灵里刚强的人。
It is the one who is strong in the spirit.
灵里很刚强，但是又很温柔。
But it is someone who is strong but gentle in spirit.
然后呢，去帮助人的时候，是把人从黑暗中拯救回来。
Then that kind of person can save someone from the darkness.
但这里保罗很清楚地讲，要小心啊。
But here, Paul also says clearly that you should be careful.
免得也被引诱了，也失败了。
So that you not be tempted yourself and fail.
所以帮助人劝化人容易不容易
So to exhort others and to help others, is it easy?
我们看过很多弟兄姊妹好心去帮助在 软弱的弟兄姊妹
We see many brothers and sisters who help those who are in weakness.
结果他的好心恐怕他在主面前邻里的这个在主面前寻求不够
But perhaps they have not sought enough before the Lord.
他不是把他挽回来他是被他拖走了
That he was not able to restore the other person, but was dragged away by that person.
所以这是不是需要去做这件事情，在主面前能够真正的跟自己办交涉，有好的奉献
？So to do this, do you not need to be able to deal for yourself well and to be able to sacrifice yourself?
所以这许许多多事情都不是我们能做的。
So these many things are not things that we can do.
然后说治理的就当殷勤。
And he said, those who minister should do so diligently.
那什么？ 就是要这些在教会做管理的，要能够让神把他的权柄能够彰显出来。
It is that those who govern in church should be able to do so in a way that God's will is manifested.
不是光殷勤做事而已，我们要殷勤顺服神，让神能够显现。
It is not that we should just do the work, but we should seek the Lord diligently so that He can be manifested.
而且施舍就当诚实。
And he said, those who show mercy with cheerfulness.
我们感谢主，有很多弟兄姊妹暗中给弟兄姊妹奉献。
We thank the Lord that many brothers and sisters offer for others in secrecy.
特别是经过奉献箱，所以你根本就不知道是谁。
Especially when it goes through the offering box, you have no idea who it is.
这是什么？就是他在奉献，他在施舍，在奉献的事情，他做的只让神知道，不让人知道。
That when he or she is doing the offering, he only wants the Lord to know, but no one else.
好，所以除非很必要，你才当面给人家。
Unless it is very necessary, then would you give it to the person in front of that person.
但是就是很当面给人家，也应当什么？这里讲的诚实呢，其实就是没有带着别的动机的。
So here it says that to do it honestly, meaning that you should be doing so without any other motivation.
啊，这些都是在神面前很宝贵的经历。
These are all very precious experiences before the Lord.
这些都只有在奉献的人身上。
These are used on those who give.
才能去进到这个实际。
So that they can enter into that reality.
感谢主给我们这样的在主面前寻求的机会。
We thank the Lord that He gives us this opportunity to seek before Him.
我们真是求主能够在我里面的开启和带领，超过我们的这个言语所能讲的。
We pray that the guidance of the Lord in us surpasses what the words can say.
好，让我今天时间已经到了，所以我就停在这里。
So today my time is up, and I will stop here.
让我们去多想一想，怎么样把自己奉献在主的面前。
Let us think more about how we can sacrifice ourselves before the Lord.
让我们过一个真正的基督身体的生活。
Let us live a true life in the body of Christ.
希望主在我们每一个人身上有他自己的工作。
I pray that the Lord on each one of us does His own work.
我们用祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主，我们将这些话再交回到你宝血的遮盖底下。
Lord, we give these words under the precious cover of your blood.
你看需要我们被提醒的，你再给我们回头的亮光。
Lord, whatever we need to be reminded of, give us the light to look upon them.
在我们的交通中不足的，求主你圣灵来给我们更透彻的启示。
Lord, if there is a shortage in our fellowship, then we pray that you will make up for it.
求主帮助我们每一位圣徒能够奉献自己，进入这个基督身体的生活。
Lord, may you help every saint to sacrifice ourselves so that we can enter into the reality and the experience of the life.
我们求你在我们身上亲自做吸引的工作。
Lord, we pray that you yourself do the work of baptism on us.
谢谢。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.